Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Matthew Worm. The New Testament reading for today is from Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 to chapter 10, verse 11. Then the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels, who had been prepared for the hour, the day, the month, and the year, were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of mounted troops was twice 10,000 times 10,000. I heard their number, and this is how I saw the horses in my vision and those who rode them. They wore breastplates the color of fire and of sapphire and of sulfur, and the heads of the horses were like lions' heads. Fire and smoke and sulfur came out of their mouths. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, and by the fire and smoke and sulfur coming out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents with heads, and by means of them they wound. The rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, nor give up worshipping demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual morality or their thefts. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud with a rainbow over his head, and his face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. He had a little scroll open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land and called out with a loud voice like a lion roaring. When he called out, the seven thunders sounded, and when the seven thunders had sounded, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down." And the angel, whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land, raised his right hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it, that there would be no more delay. But in the days of the trumpet call to be sounded by the seventh angel, the mystery of God would be fulfilled, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, "Go, take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll. And he said to me, "Take and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey." And I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter, and I was told, "You must again prophesy about many peoples and nations and languages and kings." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus, who is the Christ. The Bible is a book of promises from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. It isn't just full of God's word, it is God's word meant to give us warning, that is the law, and comfort, the gospel. In our reading for today, we hear mainly the former. A dragon-like creature is described with a lion's head that breathes out fire and smoke and sulfur. Its tail is like the tail of a serpent, and by it it wounds. A third of mankind is killed by these fearful creatures and the plagues they bring, yet the rest of mankind did not heed the warning of destruction but continued on in their worship of demons. They did not heed the words of warning, the words of the law. Then St. John sees another angel, a mighty one, coming down from heaven dressed in glorious array with an open scroll in his hand. He instructs John to eat it like Ezekiel ate the scroll, which to him was sweet as honey, but for John, when he ate it, at first it was sweet, but then bitter. After consuming it, he was commanded to prophesy, to proclaim the word, all of it, again. The comfort, the gospel of this text, is in the power of the word that came from heaven. When the angel spoke that word from heaven, it was not small, but large, even though it was but a small scroll. It was not soft. No, it was loud. It was like thunder, loud, roaring like a lion. It wasn't a killing word wielded by the mouth of the dragon-like creature a few verses earlier, but a commanding word to herald and prophesy again to all languages, to all kings, to all nations. What is the prophecy that must go out again to all these peoples and nations and languages and kings? Well, it's this. It's the words of the prophets. Repent, return to the Lord your God, repent of your ways. One mightier, one greater than you, one mightier even than all the angels is drawing near. Repent and return to the Lord your God, for the day, the final day, is drawing near. In our Lord's prophetic word, he promised to come. Well, he did. And his presence here on earth was announced by the angels above the fields of Bethlehem. And again, in his prophetic word, he promises to come at the end, announced by trumpet and the voice of the archangel of God. And with great power and with great might, he will come again and fulfill his promise to comfort his people with an everlasting joy. Yes, the Bible is a book of promises from cover to cover. And yes, some are bitter, but the end of it is sweet. For at the end of God's book of promises, his word of scripture, we hear this. Surely I am coming soon, he says. Yes, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Grant us so to firmly believe in your Son, Jesus, that our faith may never be found wanting. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.